Soon the fire was burning brightly again, so Irene went to a drawer and got a tablecloth. Then she started to set the table for dinner. "Mistress, shut me," called out the drawer. "Oh, bother," cried Irene, as she slammed the drawer in so hard that she knocked down a cup. "Mistress, hang me up," cried the cup. "Oh, stay there and be quiet," Irene answered. "Very well, mistress," said the cup. "That is better," thought Irene. "If they will only be quiet, I can do things when I have time." In the cupboard she found a little pie, white bread and butter, ripe strawberries, and sweet cream. You may be sure she liked her dinner. After Irene had finished eating, she piled up the dishes. "I can wash them by and by," she thought. But as she turned away, the dishes cried, "Mistress, mistress, wash us, please wash us." "In a minute," said Irene, "just wait a minute." "Very well, mistress," answered the dishes. Irene lay down to take a nap. How pleasant it was lying there. Not a sound was to be heard except the tick of the clock, as it said, "The minutes fly, one by one, tick, tick. Lazy, lazy, nothing done. Tick, tick."